Good morning. Welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's day 285 in our three-year journey through God's Word. Deuteronomy chapter 30 is on tap for today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are so faithful and so good and so true. Write your word on our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 30. And when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will take you. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land that your fathers possessed, that you may possess it. And he will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And the Lord your God will put all these curses upon your foes and enemies who persecuted you. And you shall again obey the voice of the Lord and keep all his commandments that I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, as he took delight in your fathers, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it down to us that we may hear it and do it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. That is Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it brings us really the gospel solution for the law dilemma. Now, we may not see fully expressed here the fullness of this gospel solution, but Revelation is progressive. And so what we have here is what is being given to us of the gospel form that was, you know, that Israel was prepared for in their day. Remember last time we saw that they had a problem. And the problem that they had is here in Deuteronomy 29, verse 4. To this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear. Well, what's the solution? The solution is in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Now, later passages like Ezekiel 11 and 36 and some others, will make it clear that what God's going to do is take away the stony heart of unbelief and stubbornness that says, I'll walk my own way and I'll be okay, and will replace it with a tender, fleshly heart of responsiveness, and God will take the law written on tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, and will instead write it on the tablets of human hearts. So those prophets would make that clear, and then Jesus will make that clear, that that's what he's come to do. But this is the language given here. We need a heart that will understand. God will give us a heart that will understand. Notice also that this new covenant promise, this promise is ultimately a promise fulfilled in the new covenant, is for your heart and the heart of your offspring. So the new covenant promise, you see it here, you also see it in Jeremiah 32:40. The new covenant promises do include the children of believers, just as the old covenant promises of the law were made for you and for your children. The new covenant promises of the gospel are made for you and for your offspring. I'll circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. This is how in the book of Acts, Paul and Silas could say to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. It's not that his household didn't need to believe for salvation, but God made this promise that if you believe, you'll be saved, but God will also be God to your children after you. Now, it's a conditional promise. It has to come from the Lord working in the heart, but it is a real promise, and it's a promise that God makes in the gospel. And so this chapter really becomes a gospel chapter. There's another piece of evidence we hear, and that is in verses 11 to 14. It's talking about the word, right? And it's saying this commandment that I command you today, and that is to believe in the Lord, right? To believe in the Lord, to trust in him. It's not hard. It's not far off, right? You don't have to go to heaven and get it. It's not beyond the sea to get it. The word is near you. It's in your heart and in your mouth so that you can do it. And if we look in the New Testament, if we go to Romans chapter 10, we'll see that this is brought up by the Apostle Paul as in Romans chapter 10, Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments will live by them. But the righteousness that is based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So this is right out of Deuteronomy chapter 30, right? It's not a far off word. You don't have to go up into heaven to get it. You don't have to go into the abyss to get it. It's near you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. That is, you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. This is where, directly from the language of Deuteronomy chapter 30. So the word here, as we see, remember the Old Testament is by the new revealed. What is meant here by the word is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. He's the end of the law for all who believe, is what Galatians says. He's the fulfillment of the law for all who believe. He's the telos, the goal, the end, the fulfillment of the law for all who believe. So the word of the commandment is actually found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And him in our heart, believing that God raised him from the dead, him in our mouth, confessing that Jesus is Lord, is the life that is set before us here. I've set before you life and good, death and evil. You need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to walk by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ needs to be in your heart and on your lips so that you can have life. It's never our own obedience. It's never our own determined effort to do it, because until God circumcises our hearts, until God gives us a new heart, we can't do any of it. But Christ fulfilling the law, and then Christ being in our hearts and on our mouths, Christ being our love and our confession, the one we follow, the one we trust, the one we believe, the one we obey, he is life. To reject him is death. He is blessing. To reject him is curse. So that's where we see gospel, the law problem of Deuteronomy 29 is actually fulfilled in the gospel solution. And again, it's in partially revealed language, but that's why you never read the Old Testament as if the New Testament had never been written, because the Old Testament is by the New revealed. It is unfolded. And so you go to Romans 10, and you go to later prophets like Ezekiel, and you go to the new heart passages in Hebrews chapter 8 that unfolds what the new covenant promise of a new heart is in Christ. And you get the idea now that the law problem of Deuteronomy 29 and the curses is solved by the gospel solution of Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's all fulfilled in Jesus. So choose life. Believe in Jesus. Trust in him. The new heart you need is a heart where he is, given to you by God's grace. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, powerful to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. We need to hear the word. We need to receive the word. And that word is fulfilled and personified and embodied in the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can save us from sin and death and bring us eternal blessing. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. We're going to be jumping back to 1 Corinthians tomorrow, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Have a blessed day in the Lord.